From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. It'll be the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers in Super Bowl 45. The Steelers just defeated the New York Jets 24-19 in Pittsburgh to win the AFC Championship. The Packers earlier defeated their historic rivals, the Chicago Bears, for the NFC title. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
I think it takes the rivalry to the next level. You know, it's great that so much history, the longest running rivalry in the National Football League, to have one of us, the winner of this game, to go to the Super Bowl is pretty special.
The Packers are going to the Super Bowl for the fifth time. It's the eighth time for the Steelers. Fitness superstar Jack LaLanne has died, according to the Associated Press, which spoke to his agent. The health and exercise pioneer was 96. His agent said he died this afternoon of respiratory failure due to pneumonia. President Obama delivers his State of the Union address Tuesday, and NPR's Allison Keyes says lawmakers on both sides of the aisle want to hear about trimming the national debt.
President Obama has said his speech will focus on creating jobs, making sure America is competitive, and dealing with the more than $14 trillion national debt in what he called a responsible way. Republican Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, told Fox News Sunday he wants to hear the president talk about cutting spending.
I don't think we ought to start out with the notion that a whole lot of areas in the budget are exempt from reducing spending, which is what we really need to do, and do it quickly.
Independent Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman says the president paid attention to the results of the midterm elections where the Democrats lost control of the House, and he hopes Mr. Obama will say he's ready to take political risk to get the nation's books in balance. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
An Israeli inquiry concludes Israeli soldiers who took part in a raid on a Turkish flotilla bound for Gaza last May acted in self-defense. Linda Gradstein reports the raid left 9 Turkish citizens dead.
Israeli naval commandos boarded the Turkish-flagged Mavi Marmara bound for Gaza. Gaza has been under an Israeli blockade for more than 3 years. 9 Turkish citizens died in the clash, and several Israeli soldiers were wounded. The commission today found that the soldiers acted properly and that there was no violation of international law because the flotilla intended to break Israel's naval blockade of Gaza. The commission, however, did urge Israel to rethink its blockade of Gaza, especially the medical needs of Palestinians there. Turkey has conducted its own inquiry and found Israel responsible for the deaths of the Turkish citizens. Israel will give the United Nations a copy of the commission's findings, and the UN will then make its own determination. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
4 police officers were wounded when a gunman walked into a Detroit precinct this afternoon and opened fire. Other officers killed the gunman. This is NPR. This month's independence vote in southern Sudan is marred by a problem with overvoting. An election official says some ballots are being quarantined because results from some polling places recorded more than 105% turnout. Despite that, the vote was overwhelmingly in favor of secession. Protests against the interim government in Tunisia continued today. Many complain the provisional body doesn't offer enough of a break from the old guard. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports more members of the ousted regime were arrested today.
The transitional leadership today announced on state TV that 2 former senior aides to ousted dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali have been placed under house arrest. But like the recent arrest of 33 other Ben Ali cronies, the interim government offered no details. Meantime, just a week after he announced he's heading the interim government until new elections, Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi is facing mounting pressure to step down. He was close to Ben Ali, and Andres Yayawi and thousands of other protesters say Tunisians won't stand for him and his allies from the long-ruling RCD party running the country, even temporarily. Democracy can't be born from people who have dirty and bloody hands, he says. The RCD has bloody hands, and we want people with clean hands to have a positive future and a stable democracy. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Tunis.
A fund to combat deadly diseases billed as an alternative to the United Nations bureaucracy is rife with corruption, according to the Associated Press. Investigators for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria say as much as 2/3 of some grants has been pilfered. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support for